first, the Supporter Shield, then the Conference Championship. Now Toronto FC look to bring it all home. The MLS Cup Final, Saturday, December 9th. Hear it here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Yeah, like, it's a final. Then we approach, like, it's the game of everything or nothing. You play all season for that. We are here. It's difficult to play one game all season, but it's like that here. Like I say, it's playoff. You can do anything, but for sure we're going to do it, and I hope we can get it. And, for all the supporters also, because last year it was sad.
10 training thoughts on TFC Pitchside with Michael Leach.
Yes, I am Michael Leach of 680 News, and this is TFC Pitchside, the 10 training thoughts. We are 48 hours away-ish, depending on when you're listening to this, from the big game, Toronto FC, Seattle Sounders, the rematch. If you're a TFC fan, and the Toronto FC players, to a man throughout this week since the Eastern Conference Championship win over the Columbus Crew, have basically said, we don't care who we're playing. Michael Bradley said it. The only thing that matters to Toronto FC is winning on Saturday afternoon / evening. It'll be evening by the time the game is over. And if you're a TFC fan, it doesn't matter who you beat. But beating the Seattle Sounders after what happened last year, man, that would feel damn good. Again, I'm Mike Leach of 680 News. If you can't make it to the MLS Cup, because tickets were almost impossible to come by unless you're a season seat holder, because MLS gets its fair share of seats.
Or you listen to the morning show at the Fan 590 or Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
I can't do that.
I know, because you work the morning show.
Right. Background on me, I produce the morning show at 680 News. That's my day gig, as well as covering TFC for 680 News. Pre-game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan starting at 3:30. With Dan Riccio. Yes, he is coming back. Dan will make an appearance. He's got the call of the game. James Sharman with the color commentary. They're going to have the pregame starting at 3:30. MLS is a bit interesting with this, when this game's going to actually kick off. Because they have 4 p.m. listed as the game time. But kickoff is not until 4:30, so there's going to be some pomp and circumstance and some fun leading into that game for sure. Back to TFC and the preparations for this game. Greg Vanney, he's just trying to keep things as settled as possible, because if you're TFC, you had such a tremendous regular season. This event and the magnitude of this event and some of the events surrounding MLS Cup can sort of upset your preparations for a game. And after the regular season that TFC had, you wouldn't want to upset anything. So Vanney trying to keep his team and trying to keep the preparations for this game, even with the circus, as one of the media members said to or asked Vanney yesterday. He said, the circus is in town. Yeah, the circus is in town. Vanney, he's just trying to keep things as normal as possible for his team in the preparations for this game.
I don't think it's so different this week. You know, my hope is that we can keep it as normal as possible. And because we've been through this before last year, that we learned a lot from last year and that we should be able to keep things a little more normal this week than maybe we did in the past.
This is different. This is different for, you know, particularly the guys that were here last year. They get this. They've been here. They've done it. They get what this is all about. But players like Victor Vasquez, who we heard off the top of the show, this kind of format, even though he's played playoffs before in Belgium and in Mexico, this kind of format and how it's dragged out as long as it has is really, really a foreign concept to players like Victor Vasquez, Nico Hassler. There's going to be some learning curve here for players like that. And Vasquez, I don't want to say he's agitated with the way MLS drags this thing out. And listen, there's no perfect system. There's no perfect way to do this. And you have the November international window. And obviously, you can't have players leaving playoff teams to go play internationals at the most important time of your season. So players who are new to this, becoming acclimatized to it, for other guys, they deal with this. And this is just, this is part of the MLS playoff beast. But we're here, and there have been 10 days off since the last game. 10 days off, good for some players, particularly the hero of the Eastern Conference Final, Jozy Altidore, who had to leave that game. What drama that played out in that second half. Jozy goes down, gets up, goes off, comes back on, goes off, gets taped up, goes back on, just trying to stay in the game long enough to give his replacement time to get warmed up, and he ends up scoring the biggest goal of the season. The 10 days off is huge for him as he recovers from that ankle injury. And the big question surrounding, or the big question around training this week in preparation for Saturday's game, is will Jozy play? And I don't think there's any question that he'll play, but what's his level of effectiveness going to be? Well, Greg Vanney gets into how Jozy is recovering and where he expects Jozy to be at for Saturday's game.
I mean, I don't know that it's 100% pain-free, but he's not necessarily limited by pain, which is a good sign, right? And so, you know, hopefully that will continue to progress over the next few days, and he just has to be in a position, you know, come Saturday that he can play comfortably enough to get after it. And so far we're making good progress in that.
Jozy making it clear after the Eastern Conference Championship win over the Columbus Crew that nothing's going to keep him out of this game. As long as he's got both of his legs and his heart still beating, he intends to play. And Vanney talks a little bit on Josie's outlook and expect Jozy to feed off some of the energy around the team and just how big this event is. We talk about it in other sports. If it was a playoff game, he'd play. If it was a regular season game, he might be sitting out. Josie's going to play. And Vanney talks a little bit about how he's trying to manage and how Josie's trying to manage his outlook towards this game.
For him, it's not even a discussion. Right? Mm-hmm. He will be there Saturday, and he will be there 100% and laying it all out there. So his head's in a good place. He's ready to go. For us, it's just getting, you know, obviously getting to the best point possible, given the time and given everything that we're doing, and making sure that he's, you know, connected with the group as we move into the weekend. But, you know, aside from that, Josie's as eager as everybody to get started.
Jozy trained on Tuesday on the field with the team. He didn't go through the full training, but he was on the field with the team. Wednesday, Jozy was in the gym, in the weight room. Vanney stressing that was what he and what the team and sports science with TFC had planned for Jozy, that there was no setback. Vanney has, over the past several days, when the question about Jozy inevitably comes up, Vanney has been very straight with his response in saying that Jozy is on schedule. He is where they expect him to be, if not slightly ahead. So the progress for Jozy throughout the week has been positive, and I would expect that Jozy will start on Saturday afternoon against the Seattle Sounders. I don't think there's any question as to this is a championship game, and players play for years, and you know, a lot of players have mentioned it over this week. A lot of guys never reach this level. They never reach this game. So when you do, you're going to find a way to get on the field. One guy who's reaching this game very, very early on in his career, and he's been, if not the MVP of this playoff run, he's been a very big part of TFC reaching the MLS Cup final, and that's goalkeeper Alex Bono. You think about the first leg in New York, the second leg here against the Red Bulls, the two huge saves off of Bradley Wright Phillips, the huge save that he made in leg one of the Eastern Conference Championship in Columbus late in that match. If they concede that goal, maybe we're talking about something completely different. We might not even be sitting here talking.
No, we're not sitting here.
No, you're right. We're not. We're talking about the Columbus Crew and the Seattle Sounders, and we're not talking about this at all.
Yeah, hashtag save the crew. That's what we're talking about. But Alex Bono.
Alex Bono, hashtag save TFC.
Yeah, this season compared to last season, huge progression in this guy. Unbelievable. probably the most improved player on TFC, no question, in my opinion. But also the juxtaposition between last year's playoffs, and we'll get into a little later, compared to this year's playoffs. No one cared about goalkeeping last year in the playoffs. It was just score buckets of goals.
Right.
This year, it's none of that. It's how can we keep the ball out of the net and get to the final?
It's been a razor's edge, and they've only scored 3 goals in 4 games, and they've had to have the goalkeeping. Without it, they would have been toast. Bono, obviously, this is his first time in the MLS Cup playoffs, first time in the MLS Cup final, and his excitement around this team and this game, and you know whether Josie could be running on some of the energy from guys like Bono.
Not hard to ramp up intensity at all. We're buzzing around here. We're really excited. You know, this is what we've been waiting for all year. So the fact that we've got 1 week to go to get back to the game that we couldn't take care of last year is, you know, there's no need to add extra intensity. The intensity's already in the room.
One of the guys who might be looking for a little bit of redemption, and to a man, players this week have talked about the journey to this game. Michael Bradley says he said prior to the second leg against Columbus that this has been a 3.5-year journey. I think we can realistically sit here and say the journey back to this game started the day after. It was December 11th, 2016. It was the day after that penalty kick loss to Seattle at BMO Field last year. And the heartbreak and the hurt and what could have been has fueled this team. And one player for sure who has been fueled by that is Justin Morrow. Justin Morrow was the guy that clanked the penalty kick off the goalpost that allowed Roman Torres to go to the spot with the chance to win.
Crossbar to make it worse.
Yes. Yeah. It was a crossbar.
Ball was in the net. Crossbar. That's a lot of hurt. But one before we play about how he feels regarding the culture and the team clip here, you were at training when he said, and it was such a simple, blunt answer. If Greg asks you to take a PK, if he asks you to jump in and take a shot, would you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
He said yes.
No question.
I thought just the balls on this guy, how hungry he is. It just shows you the type of player he is. And also well-deserving of the best 11.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't, there are not enough superlatives to describe the kind of season that Justin Morrow's had. Back into the U.S. national team, played at the Gold Cup. He's had a tremendous season. And not that anyone's hoping for penalty kicks, because it's not the way you want not the way that you want to have a championship awarded. And TFC fans will be the first to tell you that. If you're a TFC fan, you're still probably burning about what happened last year. But for Morrow, the drama, the redemption, to have the opportunity to go back to the spot. If I'm Greg Vanney, I don't think twice. I might put him as my first penalty taker, to be honest with you, because I don't think there's any way that he misses a penalty should it get to penalty kicks. Justin Morrow talked a little bit about the culture of this team, and the culture in two ways. 5 years ago, this team was horrible, beyond horrible. Worst team in the world, Danny Kuverman's, right? And over the past 3 or 4 years, Tim Leiwicki, bloody big deal, Bill Manning, Sebastian Giovinco, Jozy Altidore, the culture's changed around Toronto FC. This is about winning now. This is a winning culture. You walk into the Kia training ground, there's a trophy case there. They have the Canadian Championship, they have the MLS Cup, and they have the CONCACAF Champions League trophy. And two of those three boxes are sitting empty. Saturday evening, they might be able to fill one of those boxes. But also, the culture of Toronto FC is a 30-man roster made up of players from 11 different countries. And it's a very clear reflection of this city. It is very much the heartbeat of this city, is the diversity of Toronto. And Michael Bradley has talked about it several times. Almost every media availability that Michael Bradley has, he mentions this city and the relationship between this team and this city. It's massive. And Morrow talks a little bit about that culture.
The biggest thing that separates us from other teams when you talk about culture is that everyone, it seems like
we added pieces that decided to come here. You know, they chose to come here over other places, and that was for one reason, and that's to win. I think that separates us from other teams. You know, we have guys from all over the world. We had guys that we added in free agency that choose to be here, and that's very important in an MLS team.
Justin Morrow talking about players deciding to come here. American players, players from around the world deciding to come to Toronto. How many times have we sat here as fans in this city and thought about what could have been should a player have decided that he would like to sign here in free agency as opposed to going to New York or LA or anywhere else and staying in the U.S. and avoiding the whole customs thing and avoiding the whole December weather thing that we're going to deal with on Saturday night. One of those guys that decided to sign in Toronto as a free agent was Drew Moore. And Drew Moore, when he became a free agent, had every intention of signing with the Philadelphia Union. And he just so happened to come into Toronto before going and signing in Philly. And he was sold. He was sold the moment that he arrived here. Sold on the facilities, sold on the team, sold on the city. And Drew Moore talked a little bit yesterday about how much of a factor the South End, the rabid support that's in that South End and the rabid support at BMO Field, how much that means to him personally and how much it means to Toronto FC.
Yeah, we always ask for support from this crowd and they always respond. BMO, ever since I've come here in 2007, has been a tough place to come and play for opponents. And to have another cup final at home, we need to feed off the crowd and we need to get them into it early. Whether it's a goal, an early shot, an early chance, an early tackle, get them going, because when they get going, which is just about every game, they can be a huge confidence boost for us.
Should be noted, Drew Moore, obviously part of the team last year. This is his third MLS Cup final in BMO Field. Of course, he was here with the Colorado Rapids team that won the MLS Cup. Do you remember what year that was, Emil?
That was in 2010 at BMO Field against FC Dallas. It was a 2-1 victory.
So three of the last eight MLS Cup finals have been played at BMO Field in less than ideal conditions. And Drew Moore talking about yesterday about the weather and the potential for snow. And the weather is going to be a factor. There's no question of what the weather changes things. It's going to be cold. And there's the potential for snow. 680 meteorologist Jill Taylor telling me this morning, you're looking about 2 centimeters of snow on Saturday afternoon. That shouldn't be a big deal because of the underpitch heating. What could be a factor for the players is the wind. But snow or no snow, Moore doesn't think it's going to be a huge factor for him.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't think it'll affect conditions too much. They keep the field heated from what I understand, and unless it snows a whole lot, I don't think it, you know, even if it does flurry a little bit, I don't think it'll affect anything. Again, it was cold last year in MLS Cup. Both teams will remember that. It'll be cold this year.
The pitch is going to be in great condition, whether it's snowing or not. No Grey Cup. The Argos haven't played there in God knows, I don't even remember. It's been about a month. And the only game there was the Eastern Conference Championship against Columbus. And the field was in good condition for that game. I know some people were complaining, but that was the way that the grounds crew wanted it. TFC had gone to the grounds crew and said, hey, just let it be more a little bit more natural. Like, it doesn't have to be incredibly manicured. We want it to have a bit more of a natural feel. And I thought that the pitch was fine for that game. It's going to be great for tomorrow, regardless of the weather. The temperature is supposed to be around freezing, and you add the underpitch heating in, there's going to be no snow accumulation. The only discomfort will be for the fans, but as far as the pitch goes and as far as the players, I don't see any issue for that. Looking throughout these playoffs, for TFC getting to this stage, it's been a battle. There's no question it's been a battle. They played two very, very different series. The series against the Red Bulls was chaos, total chaos. And that was the way the Red Bulls wanted it. And TFC allowed the Red Bulls maybe to dictate a little bit more. The series against Columbus, much, much more of a chess match, much more of a cerebral series than the physical battle that was the Red Bulls series. What to expect for the final on Saturday? Is it going to be a brawl? Is it going to be a chess match? Justin Morrow talks a little bit about what he expects from Saturday's game in terms of how it's going to play out.
I think we've just come up against teams that are trying to stifle the way we play instead of trying to impose their own style of play. The Columbus series, it felt like a chess match, and the New York series just felt like a brawl. So I think the final will be somewhere in between there, and it'll be good for us.
The blueprint to beat TFC has been don't allow TFC to beat TFC and don't allow TFC to do what TFC likes to do. And they like to score goals, so it'll be important for Seattle not to concede early. Because if TFC scores early in this game, it's going to force Seattle to open up. And that could open the floodgates to Toronto scoring a boatload of goals. If you ask me, I think we get goals in this game. I'm not sure how many. It might only be one. But I don't think we go through 120 minutes again without goals scored. I just don't see either one of these teams, both high-powered offenses, TFC with Jozy Altidor, Sebastian Jovinko, Victor Vasquez creating. If you're Seattle, you've got Clint Dempsey back. You've added Will Bruin. There will be goals scored in this game. Greg Vanney, in 90 seconds, gave his summation of what he expects from Seattle on Saturday afternoon.
Look, they're a very, very good team. They are the champions, and we have to find a way to beat them to get it. And so they're a team that likes to have the ball. They have, you know, good midfielders, and Lodero, who comes, whether he's playing outside or inside, he'll join into the possession. You have Clint Dempsey, who, you know, is a forward but plays off the forward line, who will add. So they have a lot of numbers and a lot of guys who are mobile through the middle of the field who look to connect. They play simple. The ball moves fast, so it's hard to kind of deal with them and pin them in. And aside from that, on the attacking side, they have obviously explosive players, dynamic players, and guys who can create and finish off goals. So, you know, managing them on that side is tough. Secondary part is they are, you know, while they have a lot of numbers in the middle of the field, it's sometimes hard to transition against them and open them up because they can oppose you pretty quickly just with the density that they have of guys in the middle who are a part of their possession game. So, hitting them in transition isn't always easy. And then they have, for me, two big, strong center backs who understand that what their role is as center backs. And they have two defensive midfielders, regardless of which two, who don't venture too far away from home and do a really good job of sort of protecting that space in front of their center backs. And so they are, you know, while they're very mobile, they are also disciplined in the areas that they take up. So it's hard to transition against them and it's hard to break them down because they are a committed group to getting numbers back behind the ball and organizing their defensive, you know, set. So, look, they are obviously a well-coached group, and they understand who they are and what they're trying to do, and they play within the vision of that in a very, you know, clean and precise manner.
A very, very detailed synopsis of what to expect from the Seattle Sounders on Saturday afternoon at BMO Field from Greg Vanney, and he's spent days, weeks, possibly studying this Seattle team. He obviously had his thoughts on Seattle and the run into this game that they've had throughout the playoffs. And it has been maybe a bit of an easier road for the Sounders, definitely an easier road through the West than it was for TFC getting through the East. There's going to be a lot of emotion on both sides, but there's a ton of emotion for TFC. This has been building up for a year, going back to that loss last year and how heartbreaking that was. This year has been about getting back, not just getting back to the MLS Cup final. It's about winning MLS Cup. So there's a lot of emotions for this team. There's going to be a lot of emotions in the stadium. And Vanney talks a little bit about the emotions surrounding MLS Cup final on Saturday afternoon.
Emotions over the course of a game will be dictated by the game itself and what happens in the game. There isn't anybody who starts a game who stops in the game and thinks about whatever it was on their bulletin board, right? It just doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter. If we come out in the game, we have a lot of possession, we create chances, we put one in the back of the net, they could care less what I said last week or anybody said, right? It doesn't matter. The emotion is going to be dictated based on the game, right? I think there's a starting emotion to all of it, but that will quickly subside 5, 10, 15 minutes into the game, and it will settle down into whatever game it's meant to be.
And that response coming from a question that was asked almost off the cuff on Monday at the end of Greg's availability, and it refers to some of the comments that I mentioned earlier about Vanny's last weekend saying that the Sounders had, I don't want to say an easier run in, but they hadn't had the intensity in their games, in their series that TFC has had to go through in their run into this MLS Cup final. And Vanny was asked, did you think that your comments would be blown up like this? And Brian Schmetzer had made comments in response to Vanny's comments last weekend. And certainly, you know, we talk about bulletin board material in sports. We talk about it, but I think he's absolutely right. Once the game kicks off, none of that stuff matters. It's going to be about reacting and being proactive in the game and trying to find ways to break down your opponent. None of that bulletin board stuff matters. It's about playing the game and finding ways to win. That's all that matters. Again, MLS Cup final on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Dan Riccio with the play-by-play call and James Sharman on the color commentary. Pre-game kicking off at 3:30. Am I right on that? It's 3:30. Yes. Getting the thumbs up. 3:30 pregame. Dan and James will have the call. Kickoff expected to be somewhere around 4:30. It's going to be a fun day. Soak it in and enjoy it. And maybe things will be different this year. This has been 10 Training Thoughts on TFC Pitchside. Much thanks to producer Emil Delich on the other side of the glass. Again, this is 10 Training Thoughts on TFC Pitchside on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, I'm Mike Leach.
Played at Seba and Josie and Victor Vasquez put together last night is unbelievable. The space is so tight and there are so many guys on Columbus back and in that area, and for the three of them to be able to move off of each other and put that play together with so much on the line, I mean, that's incredible.
I think now, like, I have the feeling for me first time, it's too much excitement for me, for my family. My friends are coming over also because it's our first time here. It's going to be against Seattle again, and then we have to do it. It's going to be hard because the last season we know that we miss it on penalties. We play again at home, and I hope this season we can make it.
You know, we have a lot of guys out there that put the team ahead of everything else. And when you have that, when you have selfless guys that make plays for your teammates, your defense is going to be good.
I'd rather it be 75 degrees and sunny, to be fair, but it is what it is. We're used to some pretty cold weather. The wind can be a bit annoying, but it was a good session.
It's a free-for-all. There are no rules here.
Stay warm.